Asami na kitam skat na wow, back again for the third segment of Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, hanging out with Jolie Flett. She is an employee at Toskian, creating Hope Society. Good friends of mine. I love Bernadette to pieces. I've known her for many, many years. She's a really good friend and dear to my heart. And how long have you been there for?
10 months. Bernadette's the one who volunteered me to come here.
Oh, well, I owe her a coffee at the very least, yes. Right? But at least you're being paid to be here, right?
Yes.
I love that.
Part of my job.
Okay, so. Awesome. So we talked in the first segment, we did a prayer, which I love. And then in the second segment, we did some basic conversational words for people to learn while they're out in community, or whether they're out at the Round Dance or the Powwow, Patsimuin, wherever they are. But I thought in the third one, we'd touch on some animals. It almost tends to be one of those, you know, after numbers, we always learn first the swear words.
All the bad words.
All the bad
first.
Words first, and then the animals, right?
Yes.
We are going to look at this list. I know a lot of these words. A couple of them I don't. So, Tansikatuan coyote.
Mistajikan.
Mistajikan. And I like that one because it's new for me. So, because I know wolf and I know magesis is a fox, but a coyote is mistajikan. I got to study that one myself. Now, turtle, very important to us in our creation stories and in our culture. So Tansikatuan for turtle.
Miskinak.
Miskinak. So we hear that one with Ministik, the word for an island, because Miskinak, Ministik for Turtle Island, right? So now Tansikatuan, a deer.
Apsimosis. Like a small moose.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Because moose is moosewa.
Moosewa.
So. Yeah,
so the small moose.
Yeah.
I don't see it on our list, but I know that Wawasisquak is an elk. I almost remember someone teaching me that it had something to do with jumping, but I could be wrong.
I only know Ohpe as jumping.
Okay. And so now, you know, for our domestic animals, Tansikatuan, a dog.
Atim.
So now, it's important to know that when we're talking about the pronouns, that when we're talking about my dog, that we would then say nitim.
Nitim, yeah.
Right? For my dog, or kitim for your dog. But just a dog would be atim. Now, if we were to pluralize that dog, and there's two dogs.
Atimak.
Atimwak. I think it's wak, isn't it?
Atimak.
Is it
probably different?
It might be. Okay, yeah. Atimwak. So,
and even to say like a puppy is atsimosis.
Atsimosis. So there's a good example of the diminutive, right? So you say atim for the dog.
And then atsimosis for the puppy.
For the puppy, because it's just a smaller.
Just a little baby.
A little dog, yeah. Right? Yeah, awesome. So now Tansikatuan for our Nohkom bear.
Muskwa.
Tansikatuan for a horse.
Mista Tim. That's just a big dog.
A big dog, right?
Mista is big and Atim is dog.
So that stems from the word for Mista He, is the word for something in the He when being big. And then Mista Tim, basically translating to a big dog.
Yeah. And like a grizzly bear is Mstahaya.
Mstahaya.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mstahaya.
So different than, say, the brown bear, the Muskwa bear, right?
Yeah.
And then Tansikatuan for a fish.
Kinoseo.
So for a fish, and now a eagle, very important one again to our in our culture.
Kihil.
And there's a second eagle that I hear the word for
the bald eagle.
Yeah.
I know.
Miksu.
It. Yes.
Yeah. So
I knew it.
Yeah. So kihil, and then of course we have miksu for a bald eagle more so, but I think we use kihil a little more. In this region, because we don't see as many as we do those beautiful.
In America.
Yeah, or even in the mountains and stuff, right? Yeah. So now for a bird in general, just to generalize a bird.
Bases. Yes, because there's so many different birds, it would take a long time.
Yeah,
to
we could say we had a whole episode on birds.
Just on
right?
birds. Yeah. Yes. And maybe insects.
Maybe we'll do that. That'll be a fun episode.
Yeah, and just talking one about the episode birds. Will be just birds
and insects, right? That's
yes,
a great idea.
That would be a lot.
And then, so Tansikatuan for a cat.
Minus.
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 So then I'm going to just assume that minusis
is
for a small cat or a kitten, right? Mm. Okay. And now a wolf.
Mahigan.
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 Yes, mahigan for a wolf. Once again, chatting with Jolie Flett, hanging out here on Coffee and Cree. We learned some prayer. We learned some conversational words. Now we're learning some animals here. I want to say huge mistake in Askompton for stopping by the studio and teaching us some Nehewewin, Jolie.
Hi, hi.
Where can people find you online?
I'm on Facebook as Queen Jolie, Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I don't know how to use it. So you can follow me. You can follow me if you like while I repost things. I don't really make content, even though my kids keep trying to make me put Nehewewin content on TikTok.
Yeah. And I have to compliment you on your hat.
Hi, hi.
Beautiful hat. She has a beautiful beaded red hat. You guys can't see. You can see it in the photo if you look online on our website.
I have many. If you're interested, hit me up.
Yes, because you do. This is where we're plugging. This is where we're plugging. No, the shameless plug. Mm-hmm. How can you do beadwork?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. So you do earrings and regalia, not quite regalia?
Not yet.
Okay.
I tried to make my girl a jingle dress, but it wasn't the prettiest.
You got, well.
It was my first try.
You got to start somewhere, right? Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. I'll throw all of those links up in the blog on the website. And we wish you nothing but the best going forward, Jolie.
Yeah, most us.
Aye, aye.